We're going to go ahead and go into message this morning. Can you hear me out there real good?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Amen. Let's stand and go to, we go to 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses, just two verses, 9 and 10. And we're going to be working out of there. Look at your neighbor first and say, this is how I fight my battle.
This is how I fight my battle.
This is how I fight my battle. You got to make it personal. This is how I fight my battle. Praise the Lord, amen. Yep. And 2 Samuel 23, verse 9 and 10 says, and after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodai, the Ohite, one of the three mighty men of David. And when he had defied the Philistines that were there, gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were going away, he arose and spoke to Philistines till his hand was weary, and his hand clung to the sword. And the Lord brought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for great grace and mercy, Father. This word, Father, as it go forth, let it go forth with power and minister grace to the hearers. Help us be doers of the word, not just hearers only. Ministered by your Holy Spirit. Help us, Father, understand how we can apply this to our own lives, Father, and stand firm in your word, Father. Not shaken, not moved by things around us, but moved only by your word and by your Holy Spirit. Because Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives, Father. And he said, we're the head and not the tail. We're above only not beneath. We're blessed going in and blessed coming out. Help us understand that. In Jesus' name we pray that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodai. He was one of the three mighty men of King David here, and he's standing here in the midst of a field of barley. Food. He's standing in the midst of his food supply, Brother Juan. They're coming to take his stuff. Amen? He said, after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodai, one of the three mighty men who, when he defied the Philistines, were gathered together to battle. Amen? Now, when I got this title to the song, I listened to a song by Lash. Her name is Lasha Knox. And this is how I fight my battle, she said. And then also she said, it might look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. That's how she said it. And I thought, man, that goes along with that 2 Samuel 23. It might look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Amen? We're going to begin to take a look at what faith is, a steadfast faith, a stubborn faith, a faith that says bring it on type of faith. Amen? Sometimes the body of Christ gives up and gives in too easily on their prayers and on their walk with God and on standing on the word of God. I've been there some time and God began to deal with me about this thing called perseverance and steadfastness and keeping going no matter how it looks.
Amen. Amen?
One thing about the kingdom of darkness, before we get ready to get deep into this here, one thing about the kingdom of darkness and Satan's crew, he knows you.
That's right.
He said, Brother Bill, he doesn't know me. I'm just anybody. I live over there on 2233 Holland Street and everything. You know, he doesn't know me. No. If you serve God, he knows you.
Amen.
Because you are a threat to him, and he's going to make sure he knows his enemy.
That's right.
Amen. He knows you. He don't care what age you are. At 12 years old, Jesus Christ was in the temple ministering. So he knows you. Amen? And one of can I be open to you about something? In 30-some years, one of my greatest failures, most of the time, was because I didn't understand perseverance. You know? I prayed for things, you know, I really like a fast, quick answer to prayer.
Right.
You know, like, you know, less 30 seconds, Lord, let's get this done. I mean, at the end of the day, I expect an answer. At the end of the week, now we came up in a church, hear me now, we came up in a church where it seemed like all the prayers were getting answered quick.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the trap of the enemy. They would say, I don't mind him getting a quick answer every once in a while, but when he rarely has to fight, I got it.
That's right.
Because you want to give up or give in or then turn away. Well, maybe God ain't hearing my prayer. I lose confidence in something. That's all he needs to get in. To cause you to lose the battle. Amen?
Amen.
It's a perseverance faith. It's this perseverance in the Bible context refers to a steadfastness, endurance in faith, especially during trials, hardships, and opposition. Nobody likes hardship and opposition. I like things easy. I like God to answer things easy. I don't have to keep answering for things. But God has said sometimes it's going to have to be a fight of faith. You're going to have to stand on the word of God. And here's a man who says, you're coming to get my barley. We raised this barley. This is our food supply for the wintertime. Now you're trying to come in and take our stuff. The question I want to ask you here, this one thing here, are you willing to hold on to what God gave you? Or is the enemy going to come and take it? Are you willing to hold on to what he gave you? Your health, your family, your resources, man, your wealth. Are you willing to hold on to what it is? Are you going to let it slip little by little away? Notice what he says here. And the men of Israel were what? Gone away.
Yep.
That means they ran away. They ran away. They saw something, but overwhelming. They said to myself, ooh, this is too big. They wasn't willing to fight for what they believed. He said the men of Israel left him alone at Eleazar. He said they left him. They left him. When the word of God says to us in the body of Christ today, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. But are you willing to fight for that? Are you willing to lay down? Are you willing to turn tail and run? All right. The body of Christ needs to make this answer. How do you fight your battle? Is what the question is. It's going to have to be answered by each and every one of them. Like I said, Brother Bill, over the years, I failed here. If I failed anywhere with God here, it has to be here. And if we're in a prayer, somebody, jeez, I'm getting tired of praying for that. Lord, why can't you just answer the prayer?
Amen.
But sometimes you got to fight for it.
That's right.
Amen. Hear me now. It's in the midst of the prayer. It's in the midst of the prayer, in the midst of a spiritual fight, that the true you will emerge.
That's right.
Say, Brother Bill, I've been serving God, you know. I've been serving God 157 years, you know. I know all about God. No, it's in the middle of the fight where the true you is going to emerge.
Amen.
You're going to be a person that turns and runs, a person that gives up, a person that goes pity party, a person that runs away, a person that tells God, I don't believe what you're saying. In the true fight of faith, the true you will emerge. You can put a mask on and come to church all you want to, but the enemy will test you. And he will come at you. I guarantee you. That's why we go in Ephesians 6, it says this here. It says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Now, for years, I read that like this, with verse 11. And put on the whole armor of God that you may be to stand against the wiles of the devil. The Lord said to me, there are two different thoughts here. You read the wrong way. That's one thing about the Holy Spirit. He'll correct you when you need to correct you. You may be serving God 30-something years, but you need some correction here because you're not looking at this right. If you look at verse 10, he said, finally, my beloved brother, be strong in the Lord and power his might. Hadn't even got you an armor yet. But we like to say, put on the whole armor of God. But God has said, no. He made a determination in himself. Hear me now. This is important. You'll get this right now. All those other people that ran away had armor. Didn't they? They had swords. They were equipped with armor and sword and everything, but they ran. So it wasn't armor. So he says here, you got to make a determination yourself that I'm going to stand on God's word. That word of God is going to be fixed in my mind and my heart. I'm not going to be moved by anything else before I get to home. They had armor. They had swords. But they still fought. I mean, they still ran away. He said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. You got to make a determination in yourself. I'm going to stand for my family. I'm going to stand for my wealth. I'm going to stand for what God said. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be shaken. I'm going to beat up and beat down. I got to get rid of these crying pity parties. We was at a full gospel meeting yesterday. The girl sitting there crying about her dad, you know, in a state about to die and everything. I said, you need to start standing.
Yeah.
You ask God, if it's time for him to go, let him go. But if it ain't time for him to go, you need to stand. The devil don't care about you crying.
That's
and
right.
My wife looked at me like, keep it down, brother. Keep it down now. Keep it down. But I just came up on me like that, Brother Russell. I just had to tell her, stop crying.
Tell it.
The devil don't care about you crying.
That's right.
He got you.
Amen.
He said, be strong in the Lord and power of his might that you may be able to put on the whole armor of God. Because the armor does what? It fortifies your determination. But the determination is already inside you that I'm standing. I'm going to hold on to this word. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be shaken what they said. God's word said this here. I'm going to hold on to this with all I've got. But the word of God has to be determined first inside of you before you put the armor on. Say, I'm going to put the whole armor of God on. And they're still running for cover.
Right. Say it.
Amen. Go back to 2 Samuel chapter 23. It says here. And we just use the two, in verse 10, we're going to look at 2 Samuel 23, verse 10, just the first two, and he arose. In other words, once he determined, he rose and said, I'm going to make a stand right here.
That's
All these folks running and running for Congress, they don't left me alone here. I got to fight with this body by myself. I got to fight this war by myself. I got to battle by myself. But he determined this is how I'm going to fight my battle, right here, right now. God's word says this, I'm going to fight here. He made a stand. He rose and took his stance, they said, right in the midst of everything, man. And you got to ask yourself this one question, a determined question. What are you determined to do? What have you been praying for, and what have you determined you're going to do about it? Amen? Because, like I said, the devil, he told God, you know, one thing about, like, about the Bible, God does not hide what the enemy does. That's he it. Said he comes only three ways, kill, steal, and
destroy.
That's it. He ain't come to sing happy birthday to you. He don't care about your birthday. He don't care about your mom's birthday. He doesn't care. He's got a victory on his mind for himself. That's all it is. Amen? He said he arose first. He arose. He made a decision. I'm going to rise here and fight. I'm going to rise and make a stand. Giving up and giving in is not an option for this man, this woman. Even a child can pray a prayer of faith. They can stand. So now God said this. You tell a child, you tell any child, I'm going to get you a bike for Christmas. They're going to believe that. You ain't going to, nobody said, no, they ain't going to, you know, get your, no, your dad, he ain't going to get you nothing. No, dad said he don't give me this. Mom said she don't give me that. They believe it. But we in the body of Christ, we get ourselves spooked all the time because we're not too sure about things. Amen?
Amen.
Perseverance, but standing firm on the word of God. Go to 2 Samuel 23 here, and we look at verse 10 again. He said he arose and he smote the Philistine until his hand was, you're going to get tired until his hand was weary. He's tired. You're going to get tired sometimes. I mean, your flesh and blood, you're going to get tired. But look what he said. He clung or he clanged onto that sword. The sword and the spirit is the word of God. He hung on it. If you lose the word out of your heart and mind, you have lost the battle.
That's it.
I heard some people go pray and they get up out of prayer and they say the exact opposite of what they were praying about. Because they don't realize that word is slipping out of them. They're losing the battle. Enemy just got to listen to you, what you're saying, most of the time. What do you say about Job? He'll curse you to your face. Job never did. No matter what he did, Job never cursed God. He never did. And the Lord brought a great victory. Going down to Ephesians 6 again. Going back to Ephesians 6. I'm going in and out of Ephesians 6. Amen. He said, wherefore, take on the whole armor of God after you have made a determination. I'm determined to stand it. The armor fortifies what's really in you. Remember, it's in the middle of the battle. The real you is going to emerge. But whatever it is, whining, crying, unbelief is going to come up.
Yep.
If it's in there. Fear is going to come up.
Yeah.
If it's in there. It don't need you trying to hide it. I'd imagine when the battle gets hot enough, when the doctor says you only got a few days to live, when the bills are due, when the rent's due, you're not sure how you're going to get it done, the real you, in the midst of the battle, will emerge.
That's right.
In the midst of the battle. Amen? And more Christians feel that. I'm going to put on the whole armor of God. You put on the armor of God with that fear, you're going to be the armor of God with a bunch of fear around you. That's all it's going to be. Amen? He said, wherefore, take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand. In other words, you're advancing. Withstanding means to actually hold your ground and to advance. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore. Come back again. Stand therefore. Determining yourself. Having your loins girt about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Why the breastplate of righteousness? Because it protects the real you. The side that's inside of you. The side that I'm determined to lose it. Once you lose that ability to determine yourself. That I ain't lose this battle. Well, what did the bishop always say? Russell, what did the bishop always say? He said, death before dishonor.
Yeah.
Says,
military.
That's, no, that ain't military. That's just plain up. That's the Marine Corps stuff there. A Marine Corps, them guys are a whole different level. Even the Navy guys like, ooh, the Marine Corps guys. Yeah, you don't want to drink with them. Right. Them guys out there in a whole different atmosphere to you. Right. Don't mess with them guys. Them guys, you can't talk to them. Yeah. I mean, they don't compromise nothing. Here.
Right.
Death before dishonor. He just says, stand therefore, hey, you're going to go about with truth and have it on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the peace of God. God's will of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, where you're able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked one. Amen? To protect or your determinate, whatever you determine is to protect you. Remember, let me say it again. I'm going to keep beating this horse. They had armor that ran. They had armor, they had swords, they had the ability to stand, but they didn't. It's not the armor, it's the determination in you that protects. The armor protects. That's why the truth protects you. The breastplate of right protects you. And then you got your sword of the Spirit that's going down. Amen?
Amen.
17 says, take the helmet of salvation, which protects your heart and mind, your mind mostly, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen? To stand us, to withstand us, to move forward. Perseverance again, let me say it. Perseverance again is a steadfast endurance in faith, especially during trials and hardship. Let me ask a question here. Are you standing for anybody who's going through something right now? If you're not standing for nobody who's going through, especially in the family, you need to be standing for somebody.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse when a person hurt or sick or being beat down and everybody done ran away.
Yeah.
They done ran, they done left out. You know, they going to watch their favorite movie, they want to watch their favorite show. But there's somebody in the body of Christ, especially in the family. We have a person passed away, what was it, last night or night before? They had unplugged. Unplugged. Maybe like I got the call the day it was unplugging. Priest prayed for you. You're not an unplugger. What do I pray for?
Right.
Yeah. You should have told us in advance.
Right.
How do you fight your battle? Going back to 2 Samuel 23. He said, Eleazar arose and spoke the Philistines to the hand of worry and his hand clave to the sword. And the Lord brought a great victory. Who got the victory that day? The Lord got that victory. That's what he was standing on. He said, be strong in the Lord. Your determination is in the Lord. It's not in what you had in Bible study. It's not how many scriptures you can quote. It's in you're strong in the Lord. God cannot lie. He's my anchor. I'm not going to be moved because God says this. I'm going to believe this. When you tell a child something, my dad, my mama said this, I'm going to believe it. There's nothing worse when a parent lies to a child.
That's it.
Because they don't forget.
That's it.
That you lie. Amen?
Amen.
Well, 2 Samuel 23, going on down, he said, and looking at this, we're getting closer. We're getting close. Amen? And he said, his hand was weary. He clung to him. He held on to it. Notice this. He said, and the people returned. What people? The ones that ran away. He said, they returned for the spoil. He done all the killing. He done all the defending. He done got all the profit. Now they want to come and share in the profit. I've had people like that. You know, hey, you know, yeah, we've been praying. They ain't seen you in church 3 or 4 months. What are you talking about you've been praying?
Hey.
Shut up. You ain't been praying. You've been in the world out there. They came back for the spoil. That's nothing colder than that. But he didn't say anything because the man had determined, and God himself had Samuel pin this great deed of this individual who stood on the word of God. Stood on the word. How do you fight your battles? Amen? How do you stand in the presence of God? And the, I'm going to pull it in. I usually go to Psalm 91 when I want to get encouraged. Everybody knows Psalm 91. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the noise of the pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield up. I shall not be afraid of what? I shall not be afraid of what?
Terror.
Oh, the terror by night and the arrow that flies by day. Stuff is going to come.
Yeah.
I don't care how old you are, stuff is going to come. Get on the penny pile. You're talking about why this happened to me. It's coming. It's coming because the devil knows you. It's going to come. Life is going to present this stuff. These challenges, these hurts, these wrongs. It's going to come. And no matter how much money you got, it's coming. Amen? I'd hate to be the president of the United States, boy. Everybody. One way or another, got something to say about the president. If you're in the leadership, they're going to talk about you.
All the time.
If you're in a Fortune 500 company, they're going to talk about you. If you're a mom, they're going to talk about you. I have the greatest respect for Sister Benil, because Sister Benil kind of reminds me of my mom. When my dad got disabled, my mom had to stand for the whole family.
That's it.
And she fought. And I didn't realize just how much she was doing until I got older. Sister Benil, you stand. And God will stand with you. It's going to be a fight. don't tell people it's easy. It ain't always easy. There's going to be a fight there, and we're praying for you.
Amen.
But you have to stand. He says, here, go on down, Brother Mark. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by day, terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence walk in darkness, and for destruction waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my what? Side, and 10,000 in my right hand, but shall not come in. Only with eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked. See, because God himself has stood with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Remember, we go back to the beginning. Right. Everything is in that determination. Yes, it's not the armor. The armor only fortifies what you determined to do.
Amen.
It's the armor that was fortified because they had armor and they ran. That's what God was trying to tell them. I like to see people say, well, you go to that Voice of Victory truck, some people there, well, they stand on the word. They ain't shake, they ain't moving, they stand. That should be our testimony in this house here today. Praise the Lord. Let me say it again. How do you fight your battle? Praise the Lord.